What's up, campers? Welcome to another episode of Tales of the Trails, a podcast where two scouts talk about their
It's
adventures.
three this time.
Why did you change the script? I podcast with
Okay.
three scouts. Sorry, I wasn't was it was me. I wasn't on the last episode because I was celebrating the volley, and they changed the script on me. But you think by now I wouldn't even need the script? Oh well. A podcast where three scouts talk about their adventures in the wilderness. I'm Aditya with the best AJ and Andrew. And we're doing a gear shakedown part two because we had so much to cover, two episodes ago, and we didn't get through all of it, and we didn't want to bore you to death, but we know you guys just love listening to our voices. So also, huge shout out to my friend Jack Connolly for becoming one of our monthly subscribers. Thank you so much for the support, Jack. I love you, man. What else?
We're gonna
Did
start
you
a
know
new
that
thing
you guys...
where we roast the new supporter.
No,
and
Jack is
show me a picture,
Jack is
so
pure and he's so nice. We don't roast Jack. Okay, but Jack, once again, thanks so much. This is the shout out that I was talking about.
Yeah, thanks. If you support us, we guarantee you a shout out.
Yeah, if you give us money, we'll say stuff.
No,
for you.
No. but anyways, don't forget that you guys can all become monthly subscribers by checking out our podcast on Anchor and doing it through there, or going to our website and clicking on the Support Us tab, which is trailspodcast.com. Don't forget to follow us.
Also, a new update for supporting us and going into our website. We got a new a PayPal thing, so you can just give us a one-time donation on PayPal.
Yeah.
You know,
that's on the
give
website.
Us like $1,
big
you can give
bold.
Us $1 million. Like it's up to
you.
You
can give us 3 cents. We would still love it. And you can send us messages too, I think, through PayPal. So if you want to send us a one-time donation, that would be awesome.
Yeah, you know, give us a 2 cent donation and put in your 2 cents.
Wow.
But,
way to chip in 2 cents into a pot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Anything else?
We're ready
Don't forget to
in.
Follow us. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Trails Podcast. But let's just jump right in. That was quite the intro. So let's do this thing. We're doing a gear shakedown part two.
This is just like a continuation of the list. So
true.
The first one was like all like the more important gear, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some of the stuff is important, but like,
well, we didn't really talk about clothes. And I think clothes are important.
I mean, if you want to wear clothes, like that could be important.
Yeah.
But, all right. We'll just start from the top here. Start from the list. Yeah. Top of the list. All right. Tent.
Wait, no, we already did tents.
No, oh, yeah. We've mentioned them several times.
I could have sworn that we like
it's been a hot take several times. Like, what's better, hammock camping or tent camping? It's a discussion that we've had several times in this podcast now.
Definitely,
so,
yeah.
I feel like, I mean, everyone who's probably listening to this are like, oh my goodness, they're gonna talk about tents and hammocks again for the 1 millionth time. But
yeah, but we're not talking about our opinions on tents. We're talking about, well, if you're gonna go out and buy a tent, what are you gonna look for? What are some good tent options,
mm-hmm.
right? So when you go out, you're gonna buy a tent. Some things you gotta look for, right? How many people the tent fits? If you want like a one person tent, or
in case you're just throwing a rager inside your tent,
have a
get the party
get, like,
tent,
a massive yurt. you know. You gotta look for how much it weighs, like the size, everything.
Right. Don't want to be lugging around 30 pounds of tent. That wouldn't be fun.
Some how many doors it has, if it has like a vestibule thing where like it's like covered by a rain fly, but like you're not in the tent. So there's a lot of different things to look for in a tent.
Indeed.
Always want to talk about some good brands for tents.
What's like the iconic one? Camelback? Is that it? No,
I think it's
Coleman.
Coleman.
Coleman's the big one.
Coleman's the big one. I don't know. I'm not much of like, I just use the troop tents. And
I think those are Coleman.
At least some of them. Those are Quest. The green ones, like the original ones.
The green ones are Quest.
Yeah.
But the new ones are Coleman.
The Quest tents are really nice. Besides the fact,
zippers break.
Yeah. Them. Besides the fact that they're like wicked old, they're wicked.
You gotta make sure this for when you buy any tent, you gotta make sure that there's good zippers.
Yes, that's a must.
Because when they get caught and they break, your tent's just.
Well, you just gotta like not be so like forceful with them. Make sure like the zippers get caught on the lining on the sides and all that.
Right.
Yeah.
You gotta take care of your
like,
tent.
Just open the bottom zipper and like
just slide in.
Try to slither. Flatten Stanley your way out of there. Stanley.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Yeah.
What else?
You also got different types of setups for tents. You have the standard two poles, and sometimes it might be standard three poles that get like the overhang pole and then the two setup poles. There also might be setups that are a lot more complicated that might have more poles, but for the most part, a lot of tents are just the simple two ones for the main shape, and then a third smaller one for like an overlay over the entrance.
Right.
Or if you really want to show off, you can get one of those like specialty gadgets that's like a backpack. It's also like a rain jacket and a tent, like all in one. And it's like,
oh yeah.
Just take out your backpack, and you know it's a tent or a rain jacket. I don't know if that's you. Do it.
Okay.
The other thing about tents is like you can get like the external versus internal poles. The ones where like the poles are like, you clip the tent to the poles and you set up the poles so it's like an exoskeleton. I prefer like the ones where they go through the cloth, but.
I like the external ones because it's. I think it's easier to put up, just like
they're easier to put up. But I feel like the exposed poles, I just feel like it could get risky.
Mm-hmm. Any final thoughts on tents before we move on to hammocks or?
No, not really. I mean,
don't just buy a tent because it looks cool and like the
colors are good. I was about to say like. Sure
its functionality is good.
Right. Look at the price and think about how you're going to use the tent, right? If you're not going to use the tent to its full extent, you don't need a very pricey tent. So think about your budget. Think about how you're going to use it and then make the right choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you need help choosing a good tent, just DM us. We'll help you choose the right tent.
Then you got hammocks, which are smaller tents, but
I wouldn't necessarily go with that, Andrew.
What was the description you had?
If you're gonna call it a tent, I'd call it like a floating off the ground.
No,
tent.
Wait, AJ, you related a tent or a hammock to something in like a previous episode.
Yeah, I think I was a question like is a hammock a tent, and then you were like yes or something like that.
I
believe it was something like that.
I kind of remember saying something, but I don't remember exactly what it is.
Yeah, I mean,
you got a hammock, you got a strap, you got straps and the hammock, and then you got the rain fly above it. And that's like your setup. You don't even have to go with the rain fly, but yeah.
All right, let's move on. Let's talk about what you need for a hammock. So, of course, you need
a hammock.
You need to know what you're going to.
And you're going to need some straps or to attach it to a tree, or if you get like a metal like holder
that they come together
a tree. No, they actually don't. That's something you gotta know about.
That's why tents are just.
I got the extra large straps, and I think they're actually kind of short. You gotta get like the XXL straps. But I got myself a bunch of Eagle Nest Outfitters. They
Eagle
make some
Outfitters,
of the
yeah.
The best, better hammock products that I know about. I know there's some other companies. You can pretty much get a hammock anywhere, and the straps, there's like not really much difference that I know of. I just went with the name brand because the quality might be a little better, but I think the warranties and everything are a little better for them.
AJ's the only one here that actually has a hammock.
Yeah.
So.
I have the experience.
Yeah.
I got a one of their rain tarps too. I mean, you don't need one. You can just take a tarp, or you don't even, if it's not going to rain or anything, you don't use anything. But, you know, it attaches to two trees and you got like stakes and everything. So yeah. It keeps you dry.
Everybody keeps tripping over.
Yeah, well, I wanted to put it in a good spot.
You set up hammocks in the worst place.
Addie's like, AJ, you can't put your hammock there because people walk there. I set up my hammock somewhere else. 5 minutes later, he's like, "Someone, you know what? I think I'm going to put my tent here, right where I was putting my hammock."
No, that's where I was putting my tent.
Yeah, in the walkway where you told me not to put my hammock. Yeah,
because I didn't want you to set up a hammock where I was putting a tent.
Well, I think it's just a fact of anything, really. It's like the stakes and poles. People are always going to trip on something. You just got to be mindful and aware where you're putting that
stuff. Why don't you get me some light-up steaks for Christmas?
No, ooh. Why don't you just not set up your hammock in the middle of the frickin'...
I'm going to take the best trees I see.
You literally, like... Dude, if it were up to you, you'd, like, set up your hammock on top of the fire pit.
Okay, all right, let's just move nice on here. Okay, all right, well, you seem pretty feisty over this.
Nah.
Yeah, so back to what you're... When you're picking out a hammock, they have different sizes. You know, you can get a single or a double. I got a double. Just, you know, it's bigger.
Just in case he has guests.
Yeah. It's fine in the head. For me, like, when it gets, like, buggy, I'll just, like, wrap the hammock around me. And then, like, the bugs don't bother me. So I don't have to get a bug net or mosquito netting because... you can get some hammocks that have it built in, but I didn't. So that's something you got to look at when you're buying a hammock if you choose that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd also suggest trying out a hammock if you know somebody who has it before you actually go out and spend the money on a hammock, because it's not for everybody. I don't want you to go out and spend, like, drop $100 on a hammock and then, like, it not be your thing. So definitely try that if you can.
I'm not much of a hammock person. I like my traditional tents.
I like them because it's my gear. I don't have to worry about the troops' gear. I think it's a lot easier than a tent. You know, I mean, obviously you don't have as much space as a tent, but I don't know. It's better. You don't have to share it with somebody else either. That's why I started originally. Now we can't tent with anybody else, but.
Nah. Hammocks are cool. Hammocks are definitely cool.
You can keep upgrading a hammock. You can't. I don't know if you can necessarily keep upgrading a tent. Right? You can get different straps. You can get different tarps.
Well,
you can get different stakes.
You could definitely. I mean, it wouldn't be like, you know, upgrading as in like getting new parts, but you could get new tents or a different tent once you figure out like more what you need.
But like,
yeah, but if you have the same hammock, like you can swap out. The different underquilts you have, or the different straps you have, mm-hmm. right? The setup is a
well.
Lot
that's also like, you know, I feel like
it's
a
like
tent
the,
is universal.
The
and
Android versus the iPhone debate.
Well, no, right? I think
one
like,
offers more personalization. The other one is like, yeah, Blue Bubble Gang. And
no, I think a tent is like, you know, standard, and then you just get like your sleeping bag is different, or your pillow is different, stuff like that. Or
yeah, but it doesn't have to do with the actual setup of the.
I mean, you can swap out protection. Rain flies. You can get different poles for tents.
Yeah, but nobody does that, right? Just like buy
that.
A new tent.
People definitely do that. No, I definitely know people who do that.
I feel like it would be a bit lot lower.
There's not really a reason. If you're gonna swap out your poles, it's because like you want lighter poles, or it's broken. So
I don't know. I mean,
let's just move on. I mean, we've talked about, but we're moving on to the back to the debate of like what's better, hammock or tents. And like,
yeah,
it's an endless debate. Let's just move on to torchlights. Torchlights, you know, everyone's favorite thing. Yep, you can see in the dark with them.
Light.
I feel like there's a lot of good ones. You can get some cheap ones that are just all right. But I think we're gonna talk more about. Like the head ones versus like the handheld ones, you know, the headlights.
Yeah,
headlights
versus the lanterns.
Honestly, I think the biggest thing to focus on when you're buying a headlight is just like the lumens or how bright it is. Because if you get a dull one, it's like no good and you've wasted your money.
Well, usually, if it's dull, it means that it might not have like a whole lot of batteries in it. But that's only if you found one in your closet
No,
somewhere.
like if you're going out to buy one, I mean, like they have different lumen levels.
Just get the brightest one you can find, right? Everybody's like showing off their brightness, like, bro, my headlight's brighter than yours. I'm so much better, right? It's like comparing sizes, like, yo, I got
Oh my
more
God.
lumens.
Comparing sizes of what?
Of lumens, of course.
Sizes of lumens? That's not how it
No,
works.
no. You know, different genders compare different sizes for different organs of the body.
What's
Okay, shut up.
let's talk some name brands here. Let's talk some numbers.
Black Diamond is a really good headlight brand. I could have sworn we already talked about this, but okay.
We talked about Black Diamond last week.
Black
Yeah,
Diamond,
last episode.
Coleman again, Energizer.
There's a bunch of like knockoff brands like that you can buy for cheap off of Amazon, and they still make them like really well, and they're still wicked bright, and they still last really long. So you don't need to buy like a big brand one.
I know. I don't remember which one Owen had. He was an older scout in our troop, but he had like this massive like headlight. It probably had like three lights attached to it, and I don't know. That thing threw off some light.
And then there's always the one kid on the camping trip that has like a military grade flashlight, and he's just like literally doing like the bat logo in the sky. He's like summoning Batman.
I don't use my headlight all that much. I
Me
mostly
neither.
use my phone and just use that as a flashlight. And like, if I need to like use my hands, I'll just like put it in my mouth and just like shine it out whatever I'm doing.
Yeah, or you just rely on your natural light vision.
Honestly, yeah, I think my eyes adjust well to the darkness, and
Unless
I know
you
when
can you
danger's
see
coming.
something like more clear than like oh.
I mean, I wouldn't spend more than like $30 on a headlight. Like, that's the max.
Last one before the ad break, first aid kits. What do you think we need with first aid kits? Like, I'm the type of guy that would like make my I have my own. I got like this free little pub, and I just made my own first
It's got
aid
like
kit.
band-aids in there. That's it. That's all it's got.
No, the one that I've
Made
gauze, scissors, tweezers, to everything.
No, gauze. Yeah, gauze are pretty important. You can never go wrong with gauze. Those are always useful.
I saw the first aid kit I made for the first aid merit badge. We had to make one, and I just put it in a plastic bag, threw it in my day pack, and I've just been using that. It's got like, actually, I kind of ran out of all supplies, so like, it's not very good right now. Like, I don't have any band-aids or anything, but I have like the CPR device and everything, so I guess that's better than
I mean,
nothing.
most of you don't need a huge first aid kit. I feel like you can probably get those pre-made mess first aid kits, like I don't know, CVS or something like that. I feel like I've seen those there.
Just as long as you're prepared,
Yeah.
Most cars nowadays come with first aid kits in them, and like if your parents don't see you, you can, or if you are a parent, you can just like take it out of your car and just put it in your
I feel like
pack
that's a
for
dealership like
the trip.
add-on.
I think it might be. I know the roadside kits are, and those are kind of useful. Except that the one that I have in my car, kind of like the case broke, so I have like road flares just
Oh
like
yeah.
open,
Oh
sitting in my
yeah.
trunk.
I'm waiting for those to go off
And
and
I was
just
like,
like the trunk
yeah,
explodes.
whenever like a friend who hasn't seen it, I'm like, yo, you want a road flare? It's like, why do you have this rolling in the back of your car?
No, but with first aid kits, it doesn't matter what's holding it, whether it's a diamond encrusted box or like a wooden shack. I don't know. Just
Or just a
yeah.
Ziploc bag.
I was just talking about polar opposites, you know. Whatever. Just as long as you have all the crucial parts, you know, what the band-aids and
I mean, what is a crucial part?
You're not gonna do surgery on
Right.
a trail, you know.
Hey,
It's
it
enough to
would be
get you to
quite
the
the tale if
hospital.
you did surgery on the trail.
I mean,
But
you can never go wrong with like surgical stitches.
no, so yeah, things like so scissors, tweezers, band-aids, gauze, antiseptic and other disinfectants. Usually some first aid kits will carry a bar of soap. The things we have, like in our main first aid kit, That thing is, you could do surgery out of it. It might not be a very sterile environment, but you could do surgery out of it.
Yeah, we have, like, I know Casey, mm-hmm. one of our leaders, like, organized it one
time.
Yeah,
I worked
and,
with
like,
him on that, yeah.
Like, the different levels of trauma.
Oh, yeah.
Of, like, the different portions it goes along. And we've had a couple, like, trained
EMTs.
Medical.
We had a police EMTs officer come down, and he gave us a drug overdose kit.
Yeah, I don't know if we're gonna need
no,
that.
No, I would hope. I'd never. I would hope not. Yeah,
maybe Andrew.
Andrew took in too much Kool-Aid
after he failed his first driving test.
Let's not talk about that. But yeah. So our first aid kit, it's organized for like different levels of trauma. There's like five layers to the bag, and as you go deeper into the bag, the injury gets worse. Or I guess as the injury, depending on the level of the injury, you go deeper into the bag. But yeah. I know we.
And we're always right. prepared, but whenever somebody has that one injury, we're just like, oh yeah, we can't find it.
I mean, yeah,
in the bag. Like we know it's there.
We have
we just
like
can't
we have splints. We have abdominal pads.
We've got like a gazillion ice packs.
Ice pack, like the shake ice packs and the heating packs.
Oh, you're bleeding out. Oh, here's an ice pack.
Yeah.
Ice and bike.
No,
baby.
That's the school nurses. They just chuck ice on everything.
The trainers.
Yes, yeah. The trainers don't do anything.
So that's the trainer in my school. He's just like, ice and bike. And ice and bike. Do some stretching.
All right.
You're like, I got a concussion. Yeah, ice and bike.
Let's wrap this up and then we'll.
Yeah, let's take a quick ad break. We'll see you right after the ad break.
Where Andrew goes, nothing grows.
All right. I hope you guys like that quick ad break. But, you know, we've got so much to cover with this gear shakedown, so let's just get back to it. What are we starting with?
Well, we got cooking supplies.
Cooking supplies, okay.
We alluded to that early on in the episode. Or maybe not.
I don't remember.
So basically, cooking supplies is like the types of like grills and like what type of gas you're going to use. Like we got different types of gases or like even like materials as well. It can be like an coals or something like that.
Right. You should use, if you're cooking in the wilderness, you should use propane rather than what's known as white gas. Because white gas does not have a scent, does not have a color, or it doesn't distort the air. Like if you just leak propane, you'll see like the air and the atmosphere change a little bit. That's not the case with white gas. It doesn't have a scent, like I said. So if you have a leak, it's undetectable, but it's just as flammable. So white gas can be very dangerous.
White gas burns hotter.
That's the one benefit, and that's why...
It's good for cooking, but it's more dangerous.
Oftentimes, if you've got things like a jet boil or like a backpacking stove, they will use white gas. However, you can easily find propane canisters, and it's much safer. It's just a little bit slower, and it's a little bit... It warms at a... white gas, as Asia just said, burns much faster. So, what else? Yeah, propane stoves. What's
the
usual?
You can cook over the fire and just not have to deal with gas.
That's
right.
True.
Right. You can just use tinfoil or... But, one of fire is less reliable sometimes, so...
Mm-hmm.
Get a nice rotisserie.
We cook, we bring like pretty much anything like a normal household kitchen would have. But if you're out on your own or with a few friends camping, you don't want to bring all that stuff. Backpacking stoves are the way to go, and a set of cutlery, fork, knife, spoon, good knife. I don't know. What's the combination of all three? Spnife, fork, spnork. Spnork.
Hello?
Just stop trying.
Okay.
Whatever.
All right. yeah.
Honestly, if you're going, if like, I know people camp in their cars as well. So if you're doing that kind of camping, you know, you don't even need to bring a stove. Just like cook on your engine, you know.
Yeah, have your food taste like motor
oil.
Nice
and hot, and it works. No, I wouldn't suggest that because a lot of things can go wrong, especially with the fumes and everything. So, camp on a camp grill or a fire or something.
Yeah. So I guess we got our axe, knives, and hatchet kind of segment here. These are like all pretty solid stuff. Like you might want to have like a knife and hatchet on every camping trip.
I think if you're like backpacking, a knife and a hatchet are the way to go. But if you're camping with a group, like a troop, you can have all three. Knives are a more individual thing.
Yeah.
I don't think every individual person camping should have an axe. Hatchets can be super lightweight, so hatchets are easy to have individually too.
And also, like, it depends on like, the type of knife. If you're going from like camp general knife, you probably want more a thicker and like a bigger knife, just like chop like paper like with a hatchet, but like it's a knife form. Because I feel like a lot of the knives I feel like I've had are like way too small, and like I can't cut my wood with this knife.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I was like, I kind of like my bigger and thicker knives that aren't BSA approved.
Yeah. I like knives.
You got a solid knife, I would say.
I think my knife was a little better than Addy's.
Why would you think that?
It's a different color.
Because mine actually locks.
Mine does too. I fixed it. Mine locks now.
Oh, okay.
I recently broke my spring assist at one of my knives. Very sad.
I've always had like these tiny like knives that like I wouldn't even consider them like real pocket knives. I kind of use them just for fun steel because I don't care about them. But I recently upgraded to the Gerber Hall. It's the same
Gerber
one that Addy had.
Yep. Recommended by yours truly.
Yeah, that's a great knife. I really like it.
It is. Yeah. It's a beautiful knife too. Like it looks good.
Gerber makes some good stuff.
Yeah, they do.
They make some good baby food, and I remember that when I was younger.
But that's not the same company.
No, but other knives, Leatherman.
Buck knives are really good.
Yeah, Buck knives are good. Leatherman, they have the knives with multi-tools. That's like...
Leatherman, I wouldn't go for their like individual pocket knife, but their multi-tools are awesome. The cool thing I wanted to mention about Buck knives is like they have the specific Scout ones. And you can customize them to have pictures and logo and like words on the blade, and they're actually really nice knives.
Mm-hmm.
But they can just be pricey.
Yeah, AJ's got a pretty small hatchet, I have to say.
Yeah, but before we move on to hatchets, I think we gotta mention the holy grail of knives, Swiss Army.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah, you can't.
But they also have like the multi tools, right? Like they've got all the other stuff in it.
Yeah, they do.
They're the iconic knife, but to be honest, they're not my favorite. I just like a simple knife. Check it out, the Gerber Hall. It's a really simple, you know, smart locking mechanism. It holds really nice in your hand. It's a very strong knife. You know, it presents itself as strong, but it's a very simple, you know, sophisticated, proper man's knife.
Sophisticated. It's a man of sophistication's knife.
It's a knife of sophistication. Yeah.
All right. So, talking about hatchets now that we've wrapped up on knives.
Yeah, we can talk about hatchets.
Let's do it.
I know the big brands, again, with Gerber gear. The other one that I know of is Fisker's. That's what we have for the troop.
Oh, yeah, Fisker.
Fisker's, you know, they're not bad. They get dull a lot. Easier than
they last ones. Longer.
They last longer, yeah. But the what? Blades are dull.
Oh yeah.
No, well, I don't know if they last longer, but they last long. That's for sure. Because our troop has had those for quite a while.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like because they
use joined, but yeah.
They have the plastic like handle to it, or not like a wooden one or anything like that.
Yeah, I kind of like the the what is it like composite or. Maybe it's metal handles. A lot better than the wooden ones.
Oh, yeah, the wooden ones can kill your fingers.
Well, it depends
on which one. But, like, the, No, I cut down a tree with like one of my neighbor's wooden handled axes, and my fingers were sore for 3 days, and I had blisters on 8 out of my 10 fingers.
I mean, were you wearing gloves? And also, like,
Another problem with wooden ones, if you don't take good care of the wood, like, can rot, and then, like, next time you use the axe, the head of the axe could, like, come flying off.
Yeah, I had experience.
Wood ones aren't very safe.
Funny story. It wasn't an axe or a hatchet, but I was using a sledgehammer. It was, like, an old one.
God.
And let's just say the head wasn't on very, very, wasn't secured all that well. And I was hydro dipping some fruit with a friend. And we were like, all right, now that we hydro dip it, let's just smash the fruit. So we had like a giant watermelon. And I just took a sledgehammer.
This just sounds like one of the smartest ideas
we've
ever had.
I had the watermelon on like a wooden stake. And I came down, I hit the watermelon, but the handle of the sledgehammer hit the stake and it just split. And, we have to get a new handle and everything.
Yikes. But, all right. Well, yeah. I like knives. I carry a knife with me whenever I'm allowed to. And I'm, when it comes to like, you know, the axe or the hatchet debate, let's just say it. Let's not explain. AJ, axe or hatchet?
I think we should save this for a little later, maybe a hot take. But
Fair enough.
I'll answer that later.
Okay, all right. Then let's just jump to the hot takes, because now I think you've perfectly segmented into Andrew's segment.
Yeah, I think we could probably do like maybe one or two of these.
Yeah.
Hot takes. So
Andrew, what's your segment called?
My segment is Where Andrew Goes, Nothing Grows. I like the BTS little question there. What's better, axe or hatchet? I think I'll start off with this one. I really don't care.
You're going to answer your question?
I'm going to answer my own question. Because
taking charge.
Because I like the axe, all right? It's got more power to it. It's got more oomph. I feel like when I'm with the hatchet, it's way too small. I'm like, what is it? What is this, a baby axe? I want a real axe, okay? that's my opinion on
it. I'm surprised by Andrew's answer, to be honest with you.
I'm not.
I thought he was going to be all clever and be like, I'm a mall guy.
And he's like, I prefer the handsaw.
No, but always see Andrew using the mall when we're chopping wood.
I never even see Andrew like in the range.
That's because you're always doing something.
Because if I'm in the range, that's how you know there's a problem, okay?
I'm to be honest, if I had to choose between one or the other, I'd probably say the axe. I really like splitting. I could spend hours splitting. But obviously, like, the hatchet's better for, like, denser wood that you're trying to make smaller. I remember I took, on our last camping trip, I took the axe to this piece of, like, really dense wood. And it didn't budge, and my hands were vibrating for like a solid 30 seconds.
Yeah, that's when you use the saw.
Yeah. 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 That was a bad idea. all right, AJ, what about you? Axe or hatchet?
You know, I've always been a proficient in the hatchet, but I'm going to have to go with the axe on this one.
Is that 3 for the axe?
3 to 3?
It's kind of surprising for me because I'm always like, yeah, hatchet. But if I could take one out to survive, it would be the axe because
definitely
the hatchet's like you can't use it to chop trees or chop wood or anything. So I'd have to go with the axe because you can also do similar things that the hatchet can do with an axe, chop smaller limbs and stuff. I've seen how useful axes are, but if I was going to choose the length of the handle, I would probably choose a smaller handle for my axe than normal.
Like a middle, like the baby between the axe and the hatchet?
Yeah, I mean, like...
The hacks?
What? Most axes are like 36 to like 29 inches for the handles.
Like I think, I think they start around 30.
I'd go with like a 26 inch handle.
Okay, interesting.
All right. Let's move on to the next question here. I mean, we got some solid answers, though. Let's go with what takes priority, the hammock or the tent for taking a spot?
Tent.
Tent? Okay.
100% the tent.
AJ?
I think you already know my answer on this one.
It's hammock, I'm assuming.
We're not even going to argue.
I'm going to argue for hammock, okay? Because...
Oh, my God!
Let's go.
Because the hammock has the most limiting factor of all of the tent. It's got the limiting factor of it needs two stable beams or trees to support the hammock. Well, a tent literally just needs a flat area. Like,
okay, but... All right, so that's only in the case that, like, you know, if we're at a group site and we booked a campsite in a specific area, I'm going to let the people with tents find a spot first because hammocks can go up in the tree, like, a little bit off the trail or something. But tents need a flat, sturdy ground, right?
But, like, sometimes the only solid trees are going to be, like, near where everyone else is.
So, yeah.
Finding
so
trees
I would
that work is a lot harder than finding a good
well,
spot
I would let like the tent guys set up, and then if needed, like if the hammock needs to be slightly over a tent because it's just that cramped, that's fine. But there's always trees that a hammock camper can find.
Like you were there at
even after tent setup.
Where was it? The canoeing trip when Ben took the only good two trees, and I was searching for like 30 minutes to find a good place to hammock.
Yeah, didn't you and like knock down a dead tree?
All right, we're just gonna line here. Like it was so easy just to find a spot for a tent.
Yeah. Well, for a hammock, it's a lot more work because you have to find the proper trees that isn't like decaying, that it isn't going to collapse on you if you use it, that isn't going to bend or warp.
I remember we took out a tree that trip. I think I took out two trees, actually.
That's why I'm supporting that the hammock should take priority over the tents because the tents are a lot more versatile. They can, like, take up.
I think it depends on, like, the situation, to be honest. Like, I think you need to assess the area. If it makes more sense to have a hammock, and then I'd say, okay, yes, put your hammock up. But if it makes more sense for the tent, it really depends on, you know, what the location looks like.
Square footage-wise, I think the hammock takes up more space. So I think it would make sense for the bigger option to select first so they have more options for a bigger space, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is the last one's kind of more of a joke, but here it is. Male leggings.
Is it just like a fashion statement or like when we're going camping?
What male leggings? Like, okay, that's not like, leggings. Those are compression.
Compression leggings.
They're leggings. It's the same.
They're not leggings.
They're leggings.
Okay, for those of you, you guys should all know, I have a set of Nike Pros. I bought them because I run. I do a lot of winter stuff. I love running in the cold, but like then again, it's still cold, so I got to stay warm.
So if he puts on his male leggings, his male leggings.
They're compression, and it's not like I'm wearing them just straight up compression. That's kind of weird.
Yeah, he wears them under like the Speedo shorts or whatever.
When Addy sees a cute girl, he pulls him up so he can see his bum real nice.
Jesus. Oh, yeah, yeah. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
My butt do be looking
so kind of nice, AJ, though. You have any comments about male leggings?
I've been squatting.
I mean, I'm kind of, like, I'm for them, right?
I wear Bro, AJ's like buying a pair right now.
No, I have like three pairs because I wear them.
He's
when
dissing
I,
on me.
I wear them when I play
leggings.
Ultimate.
Yes,
right?
Thank
They're
you.
Nice. They're comfortable, especially when you're playing Ultimate on a turf field. You know, you don't get rug burn.
Okay, there we go. Right? There we go.
Running, using, you wearing them for winter running? Just wear sweatpants, Addy.
Also, no, I don't like running.
Also, Addy cannot say that he originated this idea in our troop. Cause I remember I was the first one to wear it at a Blue Hills camperee camping trip.
Okay.
And Addy was
I've
making fun of
Blue
me
Hills.
For it.
No, because I've never been All to right, Blue
somebody
Hills.
Somebody else was making fun of me for it.
It wasn't me.
It was a freezing day, and I was just comfortable and just chilling wearing my tights.
Trust me. Tights. Don't worry. It wasn't me.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
This
What's
was original.
Everything
this was
now?
My idea.
They're fashionable, right? And they're functional.
So what these are called? What compression
They're tights.
Yeah. Compression tights.
I call them
tights. I just call it my Nike
Pros. Nike Pros, compression somethings, mm-hmm. male leggings, something like that. So I'm hearing some good reviews from it from a person who doesn't wear them.
Andrew, I think we should buy a pair for you tomorrow.
It would look so weird on your lumberjack legs.
Yeah.
It allows you to wear shorts in like the winter, so it's nice.
Yeah,
I wear cargo shorts, so maybe not. So
yeah, cargo shorts with the tights in.
Dude, that's a look.
And then on your, for your feet, we got socks and Crocs.
Socks. And you're pulling up with like six different decades no, going like on.
He's got, the stripes and the plaids.
All right.
And then you just, no, it's like, all right, so top to bottom, he's wearing like a bowler hat, suit and tie, and then the cargo shorts with the compression, and then socks and Crocs.
And his suit is not tucked in.
And if there's any artist listening to our podcast, I want you to draw us a picture of
it. Also make the bowler hat like plaid, like red and black plaid, like a lumberjack.
And surprise us with the suit color. But hey, if we like it, it's going on the Instagram.
All right. With that final segment, we're going to go to our outro with any closing statements by you two guys.
Usually me.
You know, I think our gear review is over, so it's time to pack up all of our gear and head out.
Thanks again to our new monthly subscriber, Jack Connolly. We look forward to seeing more of your names on our list of monthly subscribers. Don't forget that the simplest thing you guys can do to support us is listen and share. And there's so many other ways to support us, and you can check those out on our website, trailspodcast.com. We love you guys. Thank you so much for being here. We'll see you next time on our next adventure on Tales of the Trails.
Bye. Have a good one.
Peace out, guys.